It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. A flight from Denver to Los Angeles made an emergency landing in Grand Junction yesterday morning. The plane carrying 159 passengers reported smoke in the cabin and the cockpit. Oxygen masks were deployed. When fire personnel arrived, there was no smoke, but several passengers suffered from headaches and nausea. One person was transported to a local hospital for precautionary reasons. The City Council of Montrose has decided to move forward with the creation of their own dispatch center. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
It's a big development in the conflict that's been going on between the city government and the county government. This is City Council member Bob Nicholson during Tuesday's meeting, explaining the frustrations the council has had in trying to understand the substantial increases in fees for the regional dispatch center.
The city had been requesting data on costs and procedures for some time from the county, and we were getting absolutely nothing back. Zero. We would call and request something, nothing would come back. We'd write them a note and request something, and nothing would come back.
He went on to explain the need for transparency and the need for the dispatch center to be controlled by its users, not by the county or sheriff.
We have to provide surety and certainty to our public safety members, our police department, the fire departments, for them to operate into the future. They can't suddenly have the county or somebody yank out a budget and suddenly have to pay a bill that's much higher for the next year. It's got to happen gradually.
The adopted resolution would create the city's own dispatch center, governed by the board and its users. Before anything is final, the city is giving the Board of County Commissioners a chance to respond. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Last week, Mesa County authorities arrested a man for allegedly taking nude photographs of a 17-year-old and trying to solicit her to engage in child prostitution. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The Grand Junction Police Department arrested 35-year-old Kevin Renfro on charges of sexual exploitation of a child, human trafficking of juveniles, and child prostitution. Renfro stands accused of offering to pay a teenage girl to pose nude for a website he operates. According to an arrest affidavit, he allegedly took the girl to a cemetery where he tried to solicit her for prostitution, gave her narcotics, and took photos of her naked. Police arrested Renfro at a Grand Junction McDonald's, where officers reportedly saw him uploading pornography to Dropbox accounts. This is Dan Rubenstein with the Mesa County District Attorney's Office.
What the charges expect to be, what I anticipate filing, involves a new crime that we have not seen on the Western Slope, which is human trafficking for sexual servitude of a minor. And the new law was enacted about a year ago. The legislature started recognizing that human trafficking takes more forms than we typically think of.
Rubenstein explains the penalties people can face under the law for trafficking of a minor.
It's a Class 2 felony, which it does carry sex offender registration and lifetime supervision. Also, all Class 2 felonies are subject to from 4 up to 48 years in prison.
He says Renfro hasn't been formally charged yet. That will occur next Thursday in front of a district court judge. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Economic certainty was on the minds of Northwest Colorado officials who were on hand to talk to Interior Secretary Sally Jewell in Glenwood Springs Friday, July 17th. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has this report.
Interior Secretary Sally Jewell met in Glenwood Springs Friday night with officials from Garfield, Delta, Rio Blanco, Rout, and Moffat counties to discuss sage-grouse protections and the possible closure of the Kalawao coal mine near Craig. U.S. Congressman Scott Tipton, BLM Director Neil Cornsey, and representatives from the offices of Senators Bennett and Gardner also attended. The conversation focused mainly on economic uncertainty and what would happen if the Kalawao closes in September, which is a deadline that came out of a lawsuit filed by Wild Earth Guardians. In May, a federal judge ruled on the lawsuit that claimed the federal government failed to address the impact of coal mining and its use on climate change. The suit also accused the Department of the Interior of illegally issuing permits almost a decade ago to expand the Kalawao and Trapper coal mines. On Friday, Secretary Jewell said that the Department of the Interior came out on the losing end.
And they said you did a poor job on your NEPA analysis in 2007, and you're going to have to redo it, or basically we'll we'll stop the activity and we give you 120 days.
Officials at the meeting were surprised and dismayed that the DOI did not appeal the judge's decision and said that their communities were at risk. Moffat County Commissioner John Kincaid brought along three posters addressed to Secretary Jewell from community members, pleading with her to help them keep their jobs.
With each signature here, there's another story. And people in Moffat County right now, and I don't think I'm overstating it, they're scared.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
People are putting off purchasing decisions like buying a car or buying a home because they want to see what's going to happen with Kalawao and Trapper Mine now.
Routt County Commissioner Tim Corrigan questioned the need for sacrifice made by small communities in the West to help the nation lower its carbon footprint.
Seems to me that there ought to be an element of shared sacrifice across the country so that Moffat County and Routt County and these other counties aren't the ones that have to pay the price to improve the environment for the entire nation.
Officials were also concerned about how sage-grouse protections would impact local economies. Ray Beck, mayor of Craig, said that 75% of his county is sage-grouse habitat and that federal protections for the bird combined with the possible Kalawao mine closure could spell disaster for Craig. Jewell suggested that communities look at how to survive without depending solely on energy jobs.
What can we do to help communities over the long term? What's happening in the energy sector? What do we need to prepare for? I think there's a very creative concept that came out in the most recent budget recommendation that we have before Congress called Power Plus, which is basically accelerating some of the money that's sitting in Treasury for abandoned mine land reclamation and using it to assist communities in retooling. So it's not as dependent on a single industry like coal.
But Delta County Commissioner Mark Rober said that trying to replace jobs that depend on federal lands with other jobs is difficult. He added that Delta County is holding steady by budgeting for 0% growth.
It's the West really feels like they're under attack. And we all know we're trying to diversify economies, but it's easier said than done, and it's hard to replace $80,000 a year jobs with $20,000 a year jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I understand.
At the end of the hour-long meeting, Jewell was noncommittal about the results of the coal mine environmental analysis, but reassured officials that she would extend the September deadline if necessary. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
Stay tuned for Lily and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.